Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Curiosity, spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. Mongmon sightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Welcome back to the shack. We made it another week. Another week, we're still here. They haven't got us yet. They haven't demolished the shack yet. Do you see them lining up those bulldozers? Mm-hmm. You know, a couple, quarter mile down the road. Mm-hmm. Got about four of them stacked on top of each other.
Four of them stacked. Killdozer.
Yeah, they're serious.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur.
I almost said Wilbur.
Oh, you can be Wilbur.
I don't want to.
I'll be Daniel.
I don't want to.
Oh, fine.
My pink mustache is better.
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. What are we talking about today?
I think we're just going to talk about a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. It's
a special day.
It is a special day. As we're recording this, it's election day.
We don't know what happens.
We don't know what happens yet, so stay tuned, I suppose.
Whatever it is dumb.
I guess so. I mean, yes, since it's what is it? As we speak right now, it's officially 3:00 in the afternoon on Election Day Tuesday, and they're already calling for the results to not be ready by tonight.
They're talking Saturday.
They're already calling for Saturday. That's great. Democracy in action. Yay. Yay. Ain't this wonderful? Hey, I voted today, and guess what my voting machine was? It was a Dominion voting machine.
They all are.
Yay.
We talked about that a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
I just got the confirmation today. Right when I logged, they gave you your special little card to put in the machine. Somehow that makes it more official, and then...
So, you know how you can see your vote in that little
paper thing? Yeah.
But if you're doing thousands and thousands of votes... How often do you think they're changing that paper thing? Because it just sits on the table. It doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. It's just constantly erasing and reprinting.
That's what I was thinking. It's thermal paper, so I don't know. Well, it may not even be real. It may not be thermal paper in there. It may have been a screen. I don't know. I didn't shake it. I thought about shaking it. I really did.
What do you mean?
I wanted to see if the paper, because it's behind a screen. You can't, like, so your paper.
Oh, is it like a digital readout that looks like paper?
That's what I was thinking it was. Hmm? But I wanted to just shake it.
To see if it moved?
To see if it like fluttered like paper.
Yeah.
But I was worried that I was going to get in trouble for like tampering, right? Because there's supposedly thousands of other votes in that thing.
I guess, yeah.
But I didn't want to get to go off for me like shaking it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't really want to touch that.
No, I wouldn't.
Get in trouble because I did mine at the courthouse. Mm. I did mine at the big one.
The official spot, I think. Excuse me. That one snuck up on me. I tried to hold it. Never works. If you're going to sneeze, you're going to sneeze.
So what's the first thing you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, being election day, I mean, I don't know. Do we want to, we talked about voting and stuff last week or a couple episodes ago, somewhere around there. But, so I don't really want to dive too much more into politics and stuff like that. Cause you know what? I don't care for
they
it.
They all suck.
They all suck. They're all, yeah, I don't want to deal with it. But I guess we'll find out what happens after, maybe by the time this episode's there, we'll know. Maybe. That's still a tall order for our organized government and how they do things.
I don't know who does the machines, but who is really in control of like the ballot counting?
Dominion.
Now, are they or are they just? I think they just supply the machines, quote unquote.
Well, their machines count the votes, so aren't they kind of responsible for the count?
No, I think it has to be a well, yes, no.
Well, someone.
You talk. I'm going to look.
Somebody will count their votes that they submitted from the machines, that the machine says it's the vote is.
That's what I'm asking.
So, I mean, still, somebody's just reading Dominion's count. That's all it is. Dominion's still, like, recording the votes. So
100%. I'm talking about, but who is supposed to be in charge of counting? Why would it take so long is what I'm saying.
Oh, gotcha.
Just Dominion, the machine just tracks it, right? It's just a poll.
So supposedly.
I'm not saying they're not editing the data. Yeah. I'm just saying it's like an iPad. It's just a big fancy iPad.
Basically, yes. That would probably be much simpler. It probably worked better.
The screen is a big iPad.
Yeah.
It literally had the iPad software at the top.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Not iPad directly, but like the date, the time.
Apple.
Like, it looked like a big iPad.
Yeah. Like it was like inspired by Apple, at least. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
But let's say.
Oh, it's different for every state. That's weird.
I just pulled up one of my favorite.
It's appointed. And it's different in every state.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. That's just good.
You know, I like that there's 500 different people counting.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I seen that they're burning ballot boxes in Oregon.
What do you mean?
Like for absentee ballots, you could turn them in the box.
Yeah.
Our courthouse had it until that happened and they pulled them inside.
So people are just burning those boxes so they can't count the votes inside. Mm-hmm. Wonder why. Oregon too, of all places?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, that's more liberal.
Yeah, why would they be burning anything? They should be wanting all those votes.
I was going to say, like, I don't know. It's very odd. Because I had the lady was in front of me was talking about when I was voting. She's like, all those liberals. And I'm like, well, how does that make sense? If it's liberals burning, Oregon's a mostly liberal state.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it liberals burning liberals' votes?
Yeah, I don't know. Unless it's like in an area where they've seen a Trump sign.
I would believe it's more like a hick, like a Trump supporter.
Oregon, you would think.
Yeah, well, going and burning the votes because he knows that other locals are going to be voting for.
I think Oregon's similar to Ohio where it's the big cities.
I agree.
It's big cities, are more liberal. What's the word I'm trying to concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're out in the rural areas, I think it's very conservative. As far as, I mean, I don't know 100% sure, but for anyone that I've talked to, I mean, not as far as political leaning, just in general, just if you're to support one side or the other. Sorry, that was my leg shaking. Okay. Get excited talking about this stuff. But I don't know. I'm pulling up my one of my favorite news sources when I look for things. There's the Vigilant Fox, which he runs Vigilant News Network.
The Vigilant Fox.
He seems to be on top of things, and that's kind of where I get my topical information. To a certain degree, he's one of my sources I like to use. But he just posted today that if Trump wins the election, this harkens back to episode one of DW Conspiracy Shack. He will remove fluoride from public drinking water on day one.
Was that the first episode?
Yes, it was. Fluoride in the water. So we're kind of circling in the wagons all the way back to the beginning with this one.
But do you believe that?
What?
That he, like, is he just saying that stuff?
I don't know. No, okay, I don't believe, he's actually going to do anything. But the fact that it's being mentioned in government, I think, is a huge step for us.
I think we're the last, like, first world country.
For sure.
That still does anything with fluoride.
For sure. But it's important. And the fact that we still do is insane in my head. But for someone that's running for president to acknowledge it and actually even tease you with it, I think that's a huge step for us. Because if the public's aware, I mean, as far as I know, most people I talk to that ever bring that subject up, no, it's good for you. It's good for your teeth every single time. Every single time. It's good. It fights cavities. No, it doesn't. What studies have you looked at? I mean, we go back to episode one. You can find what we talked about that subject matter. But I think it's a huge step for it to actually be mentioned. There's a lot of things that are being mentioned now that, you know, typically aren't in the front of political conversation. You know, usually it's, well, we're going to lower your taxes. We want human rights. And then they used to be like anti-war. Now it's hard to find anti-war people speaking. I mean, most of the ones I find now are generally from the Republican side, which is weird because that's a major flip from when I was growing up. Republicans usually were the ones that advocate for war, and Democrats were usually anti-war.
All bad.
But now they're all for war, pretty much. And any of those dissenting voices,
Democrat or Republican.
Well, no, there never was. They're all the same. They're all working for their donors. That's like that meme with the in space with the gun to the back of the astronaut's head. But yeah, I don't know. I think that was an important thing that is at least being said or teased. And the same thing, he's also not ruling, it said in this article, he's not ruling out the possibility of banning certain vaccines. And I doubt it's the COVID shot because Trump.
Let's talk about vaccines.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Because Trump was the one that accelerated the COVID vaccine. He was the one that started Operation Warp Speed. He was the one that got that ball rolling. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then that whole January 6th thing happened. Then he's ushered into obscurity. He's not talking about it anymore.
Who is?
Trump.
Oh.
But back in 2020 when all that stuff was happening, he started Operation Warp Speed. Then there was the election because that started in 2019. And he fast-tracked all that stuff, made it possible so it could happen. He didn't fight against it, even though when he was initially running for president back in 2016, he had brought up vaccines and things like that and how he was skeptical of them. But lo and behold, once he's in office, he's the one ushering Operation Warp Speed, the vaccines towards us, is claiming how it's a good thing, claiming how awesome he is, you know, that he did this? Trump. Trump was the one that got the vaccine, the whole thing rolling. And then, and even remember when Kamala was running for president back then, you know, against him before Joe Biden ended up winning the nominee for, even though he came like fifth in the latest Democratic primary voting, he came like fifth. And then all the people above him just dropped out on the same day. And then that immediately made him the front runner, which I was weird. You know what I mean? He didn't even win the vote, but then he became the front runner because the rest just dropped out.
Vacation.
Yeah, it's weird. And then the one that was probably that got zero votes was Harris, and then they made her the vice president, and now she's the presidential nominee without still getting a single vote. But, I mean, she got votes today, that's for sure. Now she's getting votes because that's your only option. But in order to get in that position, not one, not a single vote, didn't get one, not recorded anywhere. You can't find it. No delegates voted for her. Not one. Ever. 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 And she's our presidential nominee. Ain't that just weird?
I can't handle it even on
the Republican side, which I know they do theirs differently than the Democratic side, because Democrats have the super delegates and they all vote, and that's how they determine their candidate, supposedly, even though it's just handpicked like it was this year and last year and the year before that, because Hillary wasn't even the front runner when she was campaigning back in 2016. It was Bernie. And then all of a sudden he has a mysterious heart attack. And supposedly his wife was threatened with jail time. And then he drops out of the race and endorses Hillary. That's weird.
Is this a Thomas Massie quote?
What's that?
Nothing. I'm just picking on you.
But you're reading or what I'm saying?
Just what you're saying.
I said nothing that Thomas Massie. I don't know what he said about any of this stuff.
I was picking on you.
Oh, he's a good man. If that's one politician I actually believe in, it's Thomas Massie. You know why, though?
This is satire, but I think you should burn them all.
Yeah, satire. This is satire. Now, I truly think he's one good one because everything he says, one, makes sense. That's weird from a politician. They actually say something that's logical and makes sense, and not just some like convoluted like non-answer that's beaten around the bush. No, he approaches problems directly with a logical solution and points out the obvious problems. Like, to me, I think that's honest, and I think that's actually telling the truth. which is, you know, he's pretty consistent at that. And that's why I like him. I don't care what people's beliefs are. I don't care. But as long as you're telling the truth, I think that's the authentic part. I don't have to agree with you, but if I believe you're telling the best of your ability what you think is right and what you think is the truth, sure, I'm gonna listen to you. I may not agree with you, but I'll respect your opinion. But when you're just peddling stuff that's just like ad hominems about certain issues that just beat around the bush and don't actually offer solutions or pinpoint problems, I'm skeptical immediately. The red flags go off. And anyone that's been really paying attention to political stuff, I guess, in the past, 8 years, it's become extremely obvious for those that are that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Basically, people that want to actually see these things, it became very, 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 very obvious. So, yeah. I don't know. What you looking up over there?
Well, nothing. I was just letting you go. You got it.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Another thing that was just brought up today.
Oh, vaccines.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what you wanted. You wanted to bring that up.
No, I just... The more stuff with vaccines... Here's the thing. This may shock some of you guys listening. I believe vaccines work. What I do not trust is the mass-produced vaccines full of chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, there's never been... So these studies that are on vaccines being safe and everything like that. Now, once again, I'm saying the vaccines, the science, the vaccine itself works against the disease it's inoculating. As traditionally speaking, I don't know about the COVID vaccines and any
the mRNA
that
stuff.
Crap. I'm talking about traditional vaccines for children.
Mm-hmm.
They do. I do believe they probably work, you know, to the best of their abilities to inoculate kids for certain things like polio and like all those things. What I do not trust is the corporation side of it that is mass producing these and filling them with chemicals. So these studies they've done
and profiting.
These. I just was talking. I think it may have been your. Kennedy talking about it, that most pediatricians, 55% of their yearly income comes from vaccines, children's vaccines.
I would imagine it was
under the age of 3. So there's a pretty good push. And I never got why some doctors are so pushy about it until that.
Get that money.
And I get it. I'm very lucky. Our children's doctor is very like, he offers it every time, but he's never once been like.
Pushed it.
Yeah. Like, well, if you want it, it's, you know, we'll do that today. If you don't want it.
I mean, at the end of the day, for the individual and just for society.
Do whatever you want.
Well, and for society as a whole, you know, it's better to just make that money off the backs of children. You know, that's good ethical practice. Just making money off kids.
So what I was saying.
Shooting them up full of chemicals. That's good. That's good for everyone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... What I was saying is I believe vaccines work. I believe they inoculate. I do not believe in companies producing anything with – oh, so the studies. So all these safe vaccine studies have only been ran with that one vaccine. Do you know anywhere from these appointments from 0 to 3 years old, they have anywhere – they get 60-something inoculation shots.
Oh, my gosh.
In 3 years. And some of these visits have 5 shots. So what has never been done, a satisfactory study has never been done on the combination of those and the frequency of those.
You mean mixing them in a tiny infant's body that has like hardly an immune system?
Yeah, and it's not an immune system, I've been worried. I'm talking about the chemical side of it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not scared of the inoculation side of it. I think they work. I really do think they work.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's just so many of them anymore and that... They are so mass produced that the chemicals they're harmful. Harmful.
So when
do whatever, and that's that's my limited research. That's my understanding. I will never, ever, ever bash anybody for getting their kids vaccinated.
Right.
If you're a parent and that's what you believe is the best choice, that is what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
If I truly don't think there's anything wrong. If you are honestly believe that's the best choice for your children, doing the best thing for your children, just do that.
Yeah.
But there are people that yell either way. Like,
For sure.
So
I think that's 99% of people, you know, because I don't have any kids, you know, I've never had that make that decision. But I imagine 99% of the people that are that do only do it for the betterment of their kids. They think they're doing what they know is right for their kids and what they're told is right and healthy for their kids. So it's not the parent, it's not their fault. But I would encourage anyone that's going to have children or expecting children or anything, just do some research into it. Look into what he's talking about when there are no studies about the ramifications of mixing, you know, not just two of these things, but like you said, five in one in an infant's and then, body.
And sometimes it's within 2 weeks getting another round of different things.
So a chemical soup.
That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about. It's not the vaccine side of anything. It's the stuff inside the vaccines.
Multiple vaccines, yes.
Yeah, the combination of dozens of vaccines. Correct. In a very short period of time in a highly developing individual. Kids don't really, like, that hyper development is from 0 to 3.
Yep.
And, I mean, if you watch it with kids from 6 months to 0 months, from 6 months to a year, like, how fast they're trying to grow.
Major steps. Major steps.
And I don't know anything. I just have what I believe and what I've researched.
Yeah. So, but I think that's all you can do.
There's my first point. So continue with whatever you were yelling about earlier, Wilbur.
Well, no, I'm with you. And
I know you are. I'm just saying. That was one thing when you said vaccines. It's just, I just felt, I do want to, and I'll talk about canning later. We're getting some practical stuff today.
That's important. Yeah, I don't think it's something that's ever brought up enough or talked about enough, the mixture or the combination of all these vaccines all at once and a developing, growing infant child. I think just on the whole, if you zoom out and just look at it at that point of view, I mean, if it sounds like it would be healthy or a good thing, I mean, sure, then you can have that opinion, but to me, it just doesn't, on the whole, does not even sound healthy at all. Just doing that to a child, I don't know. That's my opinion. And it's really changed over the past 10 years, I'd say, more so than, because I never got a flu shot in my life. I've never gotten.
I don't remember. I haven't got any of them. My mom was very, like, we're partially vaccinated. My mom was very picky. She didn't get many of them. She only got a couple of them.
Mm.
And she was like, today I would never do any of them. But I think in our generation, there was only 5 you got in the first 3 to 5 years of life.
Yeah.
We're now over 60.
It's just crazy.
In 20 years. Like, there's not like,
the like stuff hepatitis like, B shots. Come on. The only way someone can get that is through sexual contact. Or the drug use, you know, sharing needles. I don't think an infant
shouldn't. Should
not be.
And if they do, people need shot.
Yeah, and not like vaccine shot. No.
No, with a bullet.
With a bullet, yeah. No, but instead we'll give the kid a vaccine. Yeah, smart. No, that's money. That's just money right there. That's all that is, in my opinion, is they're making money off it. And I'm not saying it's the doctors, like, being greedy, trying to profit off it. No, I think they're taught. That's what they're in school. That's just, so they're not questioning it. This is what they're supposed to do. I mean, that's how it seems to me. I don't know if that's right or not. I don't know. It's just one man's opinion. But that's just how I feel.
Confirmed here. Wilbur's a man.
Ah, you heard it here first. Yeah, I don't know. There's just a lot with all this stuff. Yeah. And yeah, we already basically went over it pretty thoroughly. That's my opinion on vaccines as well with you.
Next thing.
Yeah.
Did you see several things with the Catholic Church. So I hope you're excited.
I haven't seen this yet, so here we go.
Oh, you haven't?
And it's not sounding familiar. Catholic Church? No, not yet.
Okay. So first thing is that they have a new mascot.
Okay.
I'm trying to pull it up real quick. They basically have here it is. Ahead of the 2025 Jubilee, the Vatican has launched. I didn't mean the Catholic Church. I meant the Vatican. Directly the Vatican.
Okay.
Has launched a cartoon mascot unveiling Monday. It has a cheerful face of the Catholic Church's upcoming Holy Year. The mascot named Lucy, which means light in Italian, is intended to engage the younger audience and guide visitors through the Holy Year.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The holy year.
Reno Felicia, the Vatican's chief organizer of the Jubilee, describes the mascot as part of the Vatican's goal to engage with the pop culture so beloved by our young people. The mascot will debut this week at the Lucia Comic and Games. Italy celebrates the convention of all things comics, video games, fantasy, where the Vatican's diocese of Evangelicus will host a space dedicated to Lucy and friends. So it's like a Yandere girl, like a little anime girl.
Named Lucy.
Yeah, just and I may be mispronouncing that. It's spelled Lucy.
Just add a fur to the end, you know, Lucifer.
What? No.
Yeah, no. No, shh. The Vatican would never do anything like that.
She's
no.
got a raincoat and mud boots, and she's got whatever their stick is called.
I don't understand a mascot for what?
The Jubilee. It's a celebration, like a holy celebration.
You said the holy year?
Yeah.
Hmm. What makes it the holy year?
I'm not Catholic. I don't even want to try to, like...
I don't know either, but 2025, 2 plus 0 is 2, 2 plus 5 is 7, 7 plus 2 is 9. 2025 adds up to 9 in numerology, and 9's the holy number. It's like one of the strongest numbers.
So, clad in yellow raincoat, mud-stained boots, and a pilgrim's cloth, Lucy's mission is to guide young pilgrims towards hope and faith with her trusty dog, Santino. Oh, I'm kid you not. Lucy and Santino.
Santino, like Santorina?
Like Satan.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, there you go, Santino. Yeah, there we go.
So shells glimmer in her eyes, recalling a scallop shell, the Camero de Santingo, an embodiment of the pilgrimage journey. Speaking at the Vatican's press conference on October 28th, next to a plastic figure of Lucy, Felicia Dell, and I'm pronouncing his name wrong 100%.
Okay.
Described Lucy's shining eyes as a symbol of hope in a young heart. Lucy, he said, will also be the face of the Holy Seas Pavilion at the Expo 2025 in Osaka, Japan.
Osaka,
thank you.
Okay.
Represented the Vatican's pilgrimage theme. Beauty brings hope alongside the embodiment of Christ. A painting that will be temporarily on loan from the Vatican's museum for the Expo in Japan.
This is so weird.
Leah.
The Vatican, in my opinion, is just satanic.
What? No. They don't have that giant serpent mural or anything like that.
Well, no, the whole room is shaped like a serpent's head and face and mouth. Yeah, it's weird.
And the Pope sits on a big throne.
Yeah.
Okay, more Pope news.
Yeah.
I just have all kinds of weird little tidbits. Did you see the Pope this week was talking about, I kid you not, and I think it'll be on our Instagram page, because I believe you should have it, Wilbur, in the Instagram inbox,
okay,
this video, of the Pope talking about how all religions are basically the same and leading to the same God.
Mm-hmm.
So he's... And I'm not doing it justice. Listen, everybody, it's like 5 minutes long. Listen to it.
Okay.
He's describing the one world religion,
mm.
which is warned about in relations with the one world government. The Pope, Catholic, quote unquote Christian.
Right.
Revelations warns about the one world religion.
When are they going to remove that from the Bible?
The one world, well, I'm sure it's not in their version anymore. I'm not Catholic. And I know most Catholics do not deal anything with the Vatican anymore.
Yeah. I'd hope not. I mean, just from my observations, doesn't seem like something I'd want to subscribe to if I really cared about.
No, and I have friends that are Catholic, and they do not do anything with that.
Right, yeah. Whew. Oh, man. Yeah, no, I didn't see any of that.
Your turn.
So that's wonderful. Did you know the Pfizer and Moderna was hit with a lawsuit for anti-human crimes in Texas?
And that's a crime right there. Anti-human crimes?
Yeah, I mean...
I think they just call those crimes.
Well, yeah.
That was a joke.
True, true. It's all about the... their vaccine. Yeah, I don't know. Just thought that was kind of interesting. I wonder if anything will actually come of that because... But I don't know. We'll see if it turns into... It'd be nice if something actually came out of it. If Albert Bourla, the head of the president of Pfizer, like got in trouble... He's the dude with the deep voice, and he talks. I don't know. I don't like him. He has his throat moves like a frog's. What's that thing under the frog's mouth? Like their throat where it bubbles out?
Resonating pouch, but it's fine.
That's what his throat does, and humans don't do that.
Now, trumpet players do.
Huh?
Trumpet and, like, big instrument players.
Oh, yeah.
They'll blow theirs out.
How about a CEO of Pfizer standing there in a news interview that's nervous, and you can see his throat just breathing in and out, breathing in and out. Like, what is that?
So, I just seen, I won't name the company. It's like, today's episode is just all about just all this weird
everything,
stuff
yeah.
we've been catching. I won't name the company, but one of, if not the largest baby food producer in the world.
Start with a G?
Maybe.
With a little baby on the picture?
Perhaps. Okay. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I do not recall.
But I think it rhymes with Berber, but I could be wrong.
Stop. I don't want to be sued into oblivion.
Well, we haven't said nothing. Go
satire.
On.
Satire.
Yeah, this is satire. Go on. What about it?
No, that they. This is like their third lawsuit this year of just having a severely toxic compounds in baby food.
Oh, really?
I just warned your sister about it.
Well, good. I'm glad you did.
Like, I make my own baby food, which we'll talk about canning in a bit, because yeah. I want to give you some practical skills.
Actually, it's important. Well, maybe this is probably a good jumping off point to that. Let's start.
Yeah, make your own baby food.
Let's talk about baby food.
So, you know what baby food's supposed to be? So, you're not supposed to, like, and I'm not a medical professional. I just, what I've witnessed recently for the last couple of years. You're not supposed to give babies, like, pureed food stuffs until they're around 6 months old. Every baby's different. Most doctors agree it should never be ever before 4.5 months. And I've never witnessed a baby really trying to do that before. Mm-hmm. 5.5 months is probably about the soonest I've seen it where they're
taking solids.
They're really trying. And it's not solids, it's pureed.
Well, food. Yeah, but not milk.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
People don't understand the difference between pureed food and solids.
Right.
No, so pureed food. You're also supposed to do like one type. It should only be one ingredient, like carrots or peas or green beans, and I wouldn't even do green beans. I'd do carrots or peas.
Or pureed chicken.
Yeah. No. Pureed chicken.
Steak.
They have the McDonald's flavors.
What do you mean?
They have McDonald's, like a Big Mac baby food.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, anyways. Supposed to be like one ingredient. You puree it, you can it. You know, you can, anybody, look it up, watch YouTube videos. You know, it's not hard to can. There's this kind of this like weird precedence, like because it's I think it's intimidating to a lot of people to start doing it.
Hardest part is starting anything.
Yeah, but it's like I don't want to kill myself with botulism because you start reading stuff, like you can get botulism. Don't eat bad food. If the can doesn't seal and it has a little like dent on top, like I said, don't take my advice. Watch videos, read books,
educate yourself.
The back of the can, like when you buy the cans, you buy Bell cans, which is Bell jars. Which is the number one producer of canning jars in the world.
Yep.
If you buy any of their jars, it tells you how to do it on the back of the box.
Mm-hmm.
People have been doing it for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Your great-grandparents did it.
Hundreds of years. So when you do that, you puree your own baby food. And so I just did 3 months of baby food. It cost me $68.
Mm-hmm.
3 months of baby food.
For how many kids?
Two kids, $68.
There you go. Yeah.
Probably, if I were to go to buy it, it would probably be $1,000, $2,000. I don't know.
Yeah.
Each jar is like $3 or $4, depending on what brand you get and what type. Because they're 8-ounce jars. Yeah, I bet you $1,000. I probably did $1,000 in baby food. It has one ingredient, right, guys? It has one ingredient. It has carrots.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You know what? Maybe you should add just a little bit.
Oh, and with produce.
Maybe add a little Flavors of the Forest in there.
With produce. There's all kinds of chemicals that are put on produce, and it's so hard. Even if you live near a farmer's market and stuff like that, it's so hard to get chemical-free. Here's what I would suggest to you. So do you know what the best catalyst for reactions are? So if you want something to break down, that's a reaction.
Okay.
That's a chemical reaction causing a chemical to break down. That is a reaction. It's chemically based. Do you know what the best catalyst for?
Hot water.
Yeah, it is. That catalyst means what makes the reaction go quicker.
Yeah.
Hot water.
Mm-hmm.
I literally took like 12 or 15 pounds of carrots in my sink, and I got it as hot as I could. First, I ran hot water, hot water, hot water, hot water, hot water over them for like 15 minutes.
Dang.
It's just, first off, it's rinsing it.
Yeah.
I scrubbed them first too, but it's rinsing the chemicals. It's also any chemicals that could be there, it's causing them to break down very dramatically.
Right.
And then I let them soak in fresh, a different, I clean the sink, put fresh hot water in there, let them soak, and that's helping. Then you boil them until they're soft.
Right.
Then you puree them, and then when you can them, I use a pressure canner, so a pressure cooker. You have a pressure cooker, you can use it. Pressure cook them, which boils the inside of them.
Yep.
So there's a lot of heat going on.
Killing everything in it.
Killing everything, but also causing all these chemicals to break down.
Right.
So that's the best thing you can do for that process as well. So if you go to get baby food, I just did this like 2 weeks ago. It's 35 ingredients on a can of baby food for peas.
Jeez.
35 ingredients for peas.
For peas. Yeah, I mean, you know what it should say on the back?
One, peas. Water.
Pureed peas.
Water. Because you got to put a little water in it, too.
When
you're pureeing, you got to put a little water in it. Especially peas a lot more than carrots.
Yeah.
And it's because they have that shell.
Okay.
They have a membrane on the outside of the pea that kind of just needs a little more water to be pureed. But it's good. It's fiber. It's good for the baby.
Yeah.
It's really good to get the guts going. Why you pick simple ingredients is because they don't have a gut biome built for it yet.
Right. You gotta develop that.
And you do the same ingredient for, and then once again, not doctor, ask your doctor, do whatever, do your own research. You pick one and you do it for weeks to make sure they're not allergic to it. Because you don't want to keep switching around because if they have an allergic reaction, then
you don't know what it is.
Don't know what they added.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they have an allergic reaction like 30 hours later.
Wow. Okay. Didn't know that. That's new to me.
Learn how to can. Do a YouTube video. I mean, seriously, YouTube's a great resource. The internet's evil and good at the same time.
Absolutely. Because
you can learn skills. You can change car parts.
Or you can be distracted for 6 hours.
Yeah, I do that too.
It happens to everyone.
I'm bad about that.
Yep. Me too.
Especially I like a card video. I'll watch it for hours.
A what?
A card video. A card game.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's what gets you?
It's weird. And I don't know. It's my flavor of autism.
Mine's probably like wood carving and stuff, or like making joints, like wood joints.
Just like stapling corners together.
It's weird. Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, I get that cut. Yeah,
so learn fits how to right can. In there. Learn how to can. Why don't you talk about dehydrator or freeze dryers?
Freeze dryers? I mean,
talk about, you just got one. You just invested quite a bit of money into a freeze dryer.
Kind of, yeah, I guess so.
You did, I mean.
Yeah.
Debt is an investment.
I acquired one. I haven't paid for it yet, but I acquired one. You
started paying for it. Yeah, haven't you?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But kind of talk about, because that's one. If you wouldn't have got one, that's one I always wanted. I'm just going to use yours.
That's fine. Whenever you need to.
I know. I'd just say, but I'm not going to buy a $4,000. Because you got the middle sized one,
three.
Right?
Mine was three. Yeah.
Because I think the little sizes, and I just seen Costco started selling them.
Wow. Okay.
And like literally just this week started selling them, and they're better prices, and it's the same company.
Oh, nice.
Okay. But I'm sure it's because Costco's buying
bulk
so many of them.
Yeah, I bet.
Because they were like $500 cheaper than the other company you got it from.
Yeah.
But it's the same brand, but it's like across
Harvest
the board.
Right. Harvest Right's the brand.
Is that what it is? I just remember the logo.
Yep.
How's that been?
So it's good. I mean, it's a learning, still a learning journey. I'm still learning it, how to do it. But man, I'm telling you what, it is. It's quite the tool, because when you freeze dry something, you're not cooking it or nothing. You're basically, it's just freezing it down to sub-zero temperatures, and then it makes a vacuum chamber basically in there and pulls all that moisture out of it, and then it warms it back up and gets all the like remaining moisture. I think it warms it back up as it does the vacuum chamber, so that's what pulls all that moisture out, and then it freezes it again like down to sub zeros, and then you're done. And when you're done, it's you got preserved, as long as you package it right, preserve and seal it right, you know, that should last you about 20 years.
And a thing I've seen, another thing with the canning in that, I have the vacuum canner that I don't use for a lot of stuff because I don't trust it on a lot of wet stuff.
Yeah. But
I've seen people freeze dry stuff, put their powders or whatever in the cans and then vacuum
seal it. Yeah, that'd be great, which I might start doing that.
There's a $20, you just take that one in the kitchen for a while.
Actually, my little, what's it called? What's the little laminate? Not laminator. It looks like a laminator. The food, the sealer, sucks off. Vacuum sealer. There we go. Looks like a laminator, but it's got a canning tube attachment. You just attach the tube to it. All I need is the little lid. It's probably what you have.
Well, mine does it all itself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a 2-in-1. It vacuum seals bags and cans.
Yeah, but you need something different than what I have. Mine just does it by itself. It's one piece.
Right. Yeah, so I know.
No, it doesn't need a pump.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that one piece is got the pump in it, right?
It is the pump.
Yes, itself. Exactly.
There's no rim. Like, it's one device.
Right, exactly. I'm following.
I know what you're talking about, too, with the tube that connects it, basically the top of a can, and then uses that pump out of the vacuum sealer.
Yep. So it's not, I mean, it's nice having.
Oh, no, they're all, I mean, seriously, invest in yourself.
And, you know, I've done, certain thing what's his name from Crypts of the Corn freeze dried some corn that tastes pretty good.
Interesting.
So we'll have to get some down here in the shack and try it out. I'll buy some off him.
There you go.
You could probably buy it at, I'm sure they'll have it at CryptidCon. You could probably, if you're at CryptidCon, you could probably,
it's only if that J starts and
Is that his name?
I think so. And doesn't ruin all the labels.
Yeah, well, we'll see at CryptidCon.
We'll see.
But yeah, I think freeze drying is a very good. It's a big investment. I have a year to pay it off, a year, so I can do this with 0% interest. So I really got to get it in within this year.
I failed with that on my debt.
Huh?
I failed with that on my debt.
I've done that before. Yeah,
I'm just not going to pay him back. I've decided that I'm on my debt.
There you go. That's one way to do it. I mean, it's an option. But yeah, I'd recommend it to anyone that's interested or have been thinking about it. I think it's a very worthy investment when it comes to just preservation, preserving your food. It's a very, very, very helpful, useful tool. I highly recommend it. But again, it's expensive, but just put it on a credit card and then forget about it.
Don't do that. That is a bad suggestion.
Okay, maybe that one is. Maybe that one is.
Now, if you can avoid credit cards, avoid credit cards.
I agree with that, too.
I'm not blaming anybody, but I try to avoid them forever. And then somebody had me sign up for it to help build credit.
Yeah.
And then I immediately abused it. I knew, but I knew with my personality, I'm like, I can't have it. I just can't have it.
That's how I am, too. Yep.
And it's, you know, it's been maxed forever, and I just keep paying it down, that I keep using it.
Yeah, still use it. That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm. I just want to cancel it and then pay off what I got left.
We'll do that.
No, because I'm addicted to it.
Okay.
I'm addicted to this feeling. What do you got next?
You ever heard of turbo cancer?
It's not funny, but no.
No, it's a real thing now.
I believe you. That's why.
So this again from the Vigilant Fox. I'm just going to kind of read verbatim from his Twitter what he is reporting. But he said, mainstream media airs shocking segment about, quote-unquote, turbo cancer. So it's finally happened. Turbo cancer has hit the mainstream, and Fox News 45 Baltimore just did what few thought possible. They gave censored Dr. Paul Merrick a platform to talk about it. The term turbo cancer describes the sudden and aggressive onset of certain cancers that have curiously become an emerging problem in young, healthy people following the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine. While on air, Dr. Merrick made a shocking connection about what's causing it, and it's so anti-narrative that it's hard to believe this segment actually aired. And he said, in quotes, there seems to be an association between vaccination, particularly the boosters, and the development of turbo cancer. This is what, and he continues on writing here. That was the doctor that said that, Dr. Merrick.
He's dead now.
Yeah, I have to follow up. This was posted yesterday, so he might be. He said, or then the reporter continued on, Vigilant Fox said, this is one of those jaw-dropping moments that no one ever expected to hit the mainstream conversation. It's a shift, a crack in the wall, and for many, especially the injured, it's about time. Which, you know, that's something I think it's not talked about right now at all, is the vaccine injured, particularly from the COVID-19 vaccine.
What? No.
Excess deaths are, and what's it, higher than normal. Oh, and it's not really talked about right now either in the mainstream at all whatsoever. It's not like a story. So, like he said, a crack that I'm shocked that was aired on mainstream news. Now, it's going to be the only time it is. This will never get brought up again.
I don't know how he snuck out there.
But they see, I think it's one of those things they have to.
Oh, it's part of the political the karma. Karma. The yep. karma. I do believe in that.
Me too.
With like witchcraft and that kind of stuff, you have to like, there's rules. Where you have to kind of make that stuff, you have to like admit what you're doing and make that public.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
You can't do it to people unknowing, like to the public, like without them knowing or accepting it. Because it will come back to get you. It's just what karma does. But if you let the public know and the public accepts it and doesn't actually do anything about it, they're good. That karma ain't going to come back because we know. And I think a lot of stuff that happens with politically, just in news, not just politically, but like, you know, big pharma, big food, big everything. They do, these stories are out there. They get told, but it's only one time on one news outlet. And then that's it. The story's buried after that because, you know, some other distraction comes along. Something more, quote unquote, important comes out. But I think that's why they tell these things because for that karmic reason. That's it. That's the only reason they actually say it to the public. Because if they didn't, if it weren't for that karma, they wouldn't tell us. This segment would never air. It would get vetted out. Like first, 100% for sure would not make it to the actual airing to the public. But they have to. They have to say something and let you know. But only one time, really fast, bury it in the news the next day and we'll move on. And then they're clear. But yeah, turbo cancer. So that's something to keep a tab on for the rest of this year.
Turbo cancer.
Yes.
You got one more for us?
Sure. Here's one. Idaho's health board.
No water for the hose?
I know. That's why I thought it was going to be at first, but it's not.
Wait, before you continue. Yeah. I did see we have a Wyoming listener checked in.
Ooh, so they're still alive.
They're like, hey, still alive. Phew. Haven't seen my neighbors in 8 months.
Did they check the thing marked safe on Facebook?
Marked safe from impending
government
trucks. Yes,
yeah, government overreach.
I don't even know if it's government versus the corporations.
Corporations that run the government overreach?
Well, no, that's different.
Yeah, corporations that fund the government's the politicians' pockets.
What? Nobody does that.
But Idaho,
you're silly.
Idaho Health Board votes to remove the COVID-19 jabs from their clinics. And they said, quote, these products are unsafe and we do not promote them, which that's kind of a big deal. And a giant win for humanity. This is Vigilant Fox talking here. Idaho's Southwest District Health bravely decided after a stunning 4-3 vote to pull the COVID-19 shot from 30 locations where it provides healthcare services. By doing so, they become the first health agency in America to do that, says Laura DeMare, a Southwestern Idaho nurse. The board came to this decision after a group of presentations from doctors like Peter McCullough, which he's a pretty big name that was silenced a lot since 2019, Ryan Cole, James Thorpe, and more convinced them that these shots are not safe for human use. That's what the doctors all said. This is a historic decision because it leads the way for more clinics to follow suit and stop offering dangerous COVID shots to unsuspecting patients who still, quote-unquote, trust the science. In a striking statement, Dr. John Tribble, the board's only physician, said that this experiment with mRNA gene therapy during COVID-19 will be shown to be one of the most egregious examples of, oh, I don't know how to say, democide? Democide? Is that how you say that word?
Sure.
What's that mean?
No idea.
Let's look it up. Democide definition. It means, democide refers to the intentional killing of an unarmed or disarmed person by government agents.
Oh, yeah. That happens.
I'd say that's an appropriate word to use. But yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I'm shocked that it's happening.
It's sad that guy killed himself.
All those doctors.
All those doctors.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is the conspiracy shack. You know, we just like talking about these things, but I think this stuff's important to pay attention to.
Talking about these things.
Well, I mean, I think we like talking.
Have to.
I think we like talking about them with each other.
I think you have to. I think you have to like.
I think it's important to have these discussions,
mm-hmm.
and you know, because we can walk through life every day and be busy with our jobs, be busy with our relationships, be busy with what's going on, I don't know, social media that day. There's a lot going on to distract us in the everyday, and even like down to the microseconds, like we're distracted by whether it's videos, news, social media, media in general, just constantly distracting us. Advertisements, propaganda, yeah, everything is constantly distracting us. We need to refocus. We need to stop being distracted. And we need to come together and start talking to each other. Start talking to your neighbors. Start talking to your friends. Band together in community. Come together and
government denies, J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mail's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hold up a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.